May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Happy All Saints Day celebration to all of you. I really do think that this day is one of those special days when we do gather together, and for most of us at least, we reflect on those lives that we have been a part of, that those that we loved but see no longer, that we today feel like in some way are here present with us. But I really think the day is far more than that. It's far more than just a sentimental remembering of those whose lives have gone before. It is more to me an incorporation of those lives and our lives together here in the presence of God. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says, "In Christ we have obtained an inheritance. We have been given a gift. An inheritance from generations that have gone before has been handed to us. The story of the love made known in the person of Jesus has been handed to us through story, through music, through scripture, through people, through simply being present here in the body of Christ. All of that is the inheritance that we have received. And now we give to future generations. We are only people who hold it briefly, but we are forever a part of the communion of saints, being fed by those who have gone before and working together with them, with just this generation, empowering those who are to come to continue to tell the story and to transform lives, and to have old things be made new in and through the person of Jesus." That really is where the hard work begins. If you think about the people who took the time, the effort, the money, the energy, the wherewithal to take a burned out structure of a building and rebuild this. Think about people who may have been discouraged in their faith, who persevered and continued to simply be present and to be fed by the power of Christ in community. Think about how important it was in your life that someone simply took the time to love, to teach, and to share the good news that they've heard through this place. To me, that's what this day is all about, not just the saints of ages past, but the communion of saints. All of us gathered here in the presence of God to be fed and to be nourished and to be given strength and power to live our lives in ways that make a difference. So this day isn't simply about giving thanks for the saints of the past, but it's asking God to be with us as we join with them to fulfill the purpose of Scripture, to fulfill the purpose of letting each person we know and see and interact with know for sure that they are loved by God Himself. That in our lives, in the way we live our lives, in the relationships that we have, in the people that we are given to serve, we live out that message of God's unwarranted, unmerited love for each one of us. Towards the end of the gospel reading today, we hear these words: do to others as you would have them do to you. If you think about it, we are here today because somebody did to us the gifting of the message of God's abiding love. Let's do it to others. Let's let them see and know the power of God's transforming presence among us. There's a prayer I quite often use at funerals. It goes like this: O God, who bindest us to life by holy and tender ties, we gratefully recall all that our loved ones are for us, all that they stood for in this world. May we live even more constantly in the companionship of their spirit and carry out in the old spheres in which we together moved so much of their purpose as we can. May we be kind to the friends they loved, devoted to the community in which they lived, loyal to the causes which they served. Thus, in our life, may they still live on to our own comfort and the welfare of thy world. We have been given a gift. We have been given a gift by the saints who have gone before us. And I can promise you something. At some point, people will be sitting in this place giving thanks for us, for the work that we have done and the power that we have shared as we gather with the saints before and the saints that are to come to build the kingdom of God. Amen.